This is KAYT-FM.
881 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB. And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Wiggins. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Praise the Lord that we're able to come together once again to study God's Word. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we thank you, we praise you. We give you the glory. Now, Father God, I decrease in order that you may increase within me. Spirit of the living God, I pray that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, let us take this word to our heart, O God, so we may not sin against thee. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles, could you turn them to the book of Psalm 55 and 22. That's Psalm 55 in the 22nd verse, and it states, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved." And the topic today is weights. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his word. Weights, W-E-I-G-H-T-S. Which means a burden. How many weights are you carrying around today? Just think about it. Maybe a weight of worry, the weight of what you don't understand, or the weight of how you're going to make it through a tough season. There's something you have to do, because God is not going to take the burden away. You have to release the worry before he takes it away. You have to release the frustration. You have to release having to figure it all out. It's time to come back to a place of peace. The Lord reveals to us through his word, which is the Bible, that we can be of good cheer. That we can, number one, rejoice in our problems, because God will use them for our benefit, knowing that the tribulation produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. Romans 5th chapter 3 and 4. Number two, see our worries as an opportunity to practice. Proverbs 3, 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Number three, counteract your anger by obeying. Look at Ephesians 4 and 32. And be kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God in Christ forgave you. And number four, deal with any sinful feelings by believing, acting upon the truth of 1 John 1 and 9. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All our problems can be overcome through simple faith in God's word. People of God, God is bigger than all our worries, bigger than our problems put together. We must realize that if we are to have any victory in our lives, we got to know the problem solver. Come on here, somebody. Everyone suffers with difficulties, because the Bible teaches that temptation is common to mankind. 1 Corinthians 10th chapter and the 13th verse. We must not let Satan deceive us into thinking that all our problems are our fault. Come on here now. All our worries will come true. All our anger condemns us. Or that all our guilt is from God. See, that's what the enemy wants you to do. He wants you to turn your back on God. He wants to make our Lord and Savior like a liar. That's why we got to resist Satan. We got to resist the thoughts he plants in our minds. If we do sin and we confess, come on here now, God forgives and he cleanses us. But if we falter in front of man, guess what? Man will hold that one error over us for the rest of our lives. Aren't you glad your life is not in the hands of man, but your life is in the hands of God? Come on here. Walk with me on this journey. Hallelujah. God certainly forgives us. Yes, he do. But we need not to feel ashamed, but rather take God at his word that he does forgive and he does cleanse us and he does renew us. He does restore us. He wipes everything clean, every wrongdoing we did. He wipes the slate clean. We don't have to worry about that no more. None of our sins are so heavy that God cannot lift them from us and throw them into the deepest sea. You can see Psalm 103, verses 11 and 12. So in reality, feelings come from thoughts. So even though we can't change how we feel, we can change how we think. And this is what God wants us to do. For example, in Philippians, the second chapter, in the fifth verse, it says, Christians are told, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. In Philippians 4 and 8, Christians are told to think on things that are true, noble, just, pure, lovely, and of good report, and praiseworthy. In Colossians 3 and 2, we are told to set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Therefore, as we do this, our feelings of guilt will diminish. The weight will come off. Ooh, hayaradiyoposha. If you keep your mind on Christ, the weight will come off. If you keep your mind on things that are noble and true and of good report, the weight will come off. You will not be burdened down. That's why you cannot hear everything that some people are speaking, because things that people are speaking in this hour, especially leaders, men and women of God, they are not speaking from the heart and the voice of God. Come on here, somebody. They are speaking from their own emotional standpoint and how they feel. You have so many leaders that are hurt and they are preaching from a place of pain until that pain is actually activating on the people. That spirit is being released. And that's where your weight is coming from. You are hearing everything, every wind and doctrine until it is burdened you down. And when you are burdened down, come on here somebody, you cannot hear the voice of God. Because all that junk is up on you. It's now time to release this weight. Release that burden. Oh, come on here, somebody. I always tell people and those who are in counseling and they are counseling people, Christian counseling, ask the Lord to shield your spirit. When you are talking to someone, shield your spirit so they burden cannot connect to you, because spirits connect. Shield your spirit, shield yourself. Because once you take on that burden, it weighs you down. And you're wondering why you're feeling some type of way. What have you encountered? Who have you encountered? Where have you been? Who was you around? A spirit has transformed on you. That's why you're feeling that weight, huh? Come on here, somebody. But if you think on things of above, think of things of a good report, that weight will be lifted. So I want you to listen at the Holy Ghost on today. So each day, taking one step at a time, we should pray for God's word to guide us. We should read or listen to God's word. Because if you don't like to read, God have it now to where you can download the Bible on your phone, put your earbuds in, and allow the voice to penetrate your spirit. Hear it. Hear the word of God. And you must meditate on God's word. Even when the problems and the worries and the anxieties of life come along, because they are going to come along. There is no doubt about it. But the secret to giving things over to Christ is really no secret at all. It's simply asking Jesus to take our burden of the original sin and be our Savior, John 3:16, as well as submitting to Jesus as our Lord in day-to-day living. My mama always say, take Jesus everywhere you go. And if you can't take him where you're going, don't you go. Come on here, somebody. Day to day, not just on Sunday morning, not just on Wednesday Bible study, but daily. People of God, that difficulty you're facing, that trouble that's weighing you down, it's not going to stop you. The trouble is transportation. Don't fight everything and live worried, saying, why did this happen? God knows what he's doing. He has you in the palm of his hands. He may not work it out the way you had planned, but where he's taking you is better than you've imagined. Glory to God. You have to be committed to trust him and trust his ways. Will you do? The weights will lift off. Let us pray. Father God, thank you that you know all the weights that we are carrying. Thank you that, Father God, we came to you and cast all the burdens of heaviness and worry and regrets and feelings of frustrations upon you. Father God, we will leave it up. We will leave it there and dare not take it back. Father God, we will rest in your love and your mercy and your forgiveness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. Let the weights come off today. Let the weights come off today. No longer carry those burdens. Give it all to him. And watch you live a life of victory. Well, we're going into revival again. July 13, 14, and 15. And the title is Jesus is the Only Way. But the thing about this revival here, it's going to be a tent revival. It's going to be outside. We coming out from them four walls. And we going to the people. We are compelling. We going to the highways and the byways, compelling people to come to Christ. I want you to stay tuned for the further announcements regarding the revival, but I want you to mark it down, 13, 14, and 15 of July. Hallelujah, the tent revival. Jesus is the way. And also, I want you to visit my website, www.patriciajwilliams.com. There are books that I have written that I have been inspired by Jesus himself. And also, if you need to contact me,